Hi there. The word for you today is, Lord, where are you? In Job 35, verse 14, we read, He will bring justice if you will only wait. Have you ever tried to sit and watch a seed sprout? You can't, can you? It stays in the ground until the time is right for it to emerge. And there's a lesson here. God has planted certain things within you, and you must wait for them to take root and grow. And the unresolved issues of your past can actually undermine this process. Often it takes prayer and counseling to bring these issues to the surface so that you can deal effectively with them. You see, with God, a delay is not a denial. When speaking to Job, his friend said to him, and I quote, "It is wrong to say God doesn't listen, to say the Almighty isn't concerned. You say you can't see Him, but He will bring justice if you will only wait." What great advice. Charles Trumbull said, and I quote, "God knows when to withhold or grant visible signs of encouragement. It's good when He sends confirmation, but we actually grow faster when we've trusted Him without it. Those who do always receive the greatest visible evidence of His love." God answers every prayer. It's just that across some He writes, "The time is not right yet." Job asks, "How long will this trial last? Why doesn't God answer me?" Well, my friend, the answer is because it takes as long as it takes, and it usually feels uncomfortable the whole time. But there's good news. Eventually, your prayers become less about getting answers and more about connecting with God. By letting Him work, number one, you begin to realize that He really is with you. Number two, you develop a deeper level of intimacy with Him. And number three, you discover that you can trust God for the entire trip.